Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He joins us in studio. He is a world traveler, jet setter. Where were you last week?
New York and Philadelphia.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Now, you weren't in Philadelphia trying to negotiate the whole, you know, they got like a strike going on.
Do they?
Yeah, it's between the, what is the workers that do like the trash and stuff, whatever.
That's definitely happened in New York as well, by the
way. Oh, man. I'm dead. Like it got to a point where LL Cool J last Friday posted and publicly says, I'm not performing at this concert tomorrow for this WAWA or whatever, some whatever organization. And he says, I'm not going to be involved in crossing a picket line. It's not my thing. I want people to have good wages. I want people to be able to live. He was like, I just can't do it. My conscience would be. So he said he wasn't going to do it. And it was the day before the 4th. And then Jasmine Sullivan, the singer, she came out the very next day and says, I think she kind of felt the pressure like, LL's not going to do it. He's the headliner. I'm not going to do it either.
Yeah, good for both of them.
Yes. Ride with the people, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Ride with the people, man.
People doing those services, like, they deserve our respect and support, and they deserve a living wage. Very rarely do they get it.
All right, let me throw this at you, okay? Because I really find this interesting. So before I get to the specific story, as an example, in Major League Baseball, are you a fan of the robot umps?
I am a fan of quicker games. Let's just say that. And I do think that robot umps will, at least when it comes to the strike zone, right, make it quicker, right? Like, I was actually just at a game yesterday, and it's such an enjoyable sporting event when you know it's not going to last 4 hours, right? It's 2 hours and 45 minutes. You get there, you're sitting outside, you have a hot dog, you know, and you know it's going to be over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we're nostalgia because we remember all these great, you know, battles over missed calls and all this, you know, all this. But, you know, the reality is the game is changing, right? And with video replay, I don't know why it takes so long for them to get these plays right when they have to review them.
Right? All right, so this is the reason why I bring this up, okay? And you're a sports guy. You're a sports fan. You deal with, you know, professional athletes. Do I want the calls right? Yes. But do I believe in human error? Yes. And I think that it still makes for storytelling. It still makes for great storylines. It's a part of life. We're trying to find perfection. Perfection's not possible. I bring it up because Wimbledon, which is taking place right now.
Yes.
Love Wimbledon. I've never been.
Me neither. Would love to go.
I would love to go. They have, like the line judge, they're not making calls.
Yep.
It's technology, right?
Yep.
There was a, did you see the point?
No.
So there was a point yesterday in the They were 4-4, tied in the set. I can't remember the woman's name, and her name is real unique. She's from another country.
It must be Eastern European. There's a lot of Eastern European, particularly the women. Eastern European women dominate.
Well, I don't have the story up specifically, but her name is really hard to pronounce. But my point is this. The ball is coming back her way to return. They called it in. It was clearly out. And they don't go to the judge because the judges aren't involved in this.
There are no judges.
If I showed you the replay, you'd be like, what the? And I'm sorry. I can't go to the technology card without having people, human beings involved in it. Because when I see something like that, that's that egregious, it's upsetting. It is upsetting. And even other people in the tournament here have said, Jake Draper, the British number one.
Yep.
He said he felt some line calls are wrong, saying he did not think the AI technology was, quote, 100% accurate. What are we doing? Like, I don't think that we should. I think that this is how it should go. It should go human, and then to back up the human, it should be the technology. It shouldn't be technology, no human involvement at all. I don't believe that.
God, this is like a big topic. I didn't know what we were talking about today. Now we're opening up the whole foibles of AI, right? I actually think it should be the other way. I think it should be technology with humans supervising it, right? But I have actually talked to people who've worked in the AI space, and they've done studies, right? One big study was in the medical field where they had AI only, doctors only, and AI and doctors.
Okay.
And they thought initially that the AI and doctors would be the most accurate of the diagnosis. It wasn't. It was the least accurate. The most accurate was the AI. Second was doctors, just human doctors. And the third was actually both of them together. I mean, as we've learned, anyone who's used ChatGPT for anything substantive, AI lies. Like, literally lies. They call it delusions. But lawyers have actually gotten into big trouble, right? I mean, you can Google lawyers who have used AI to draft briefs, and it will make up quotes that don't exist in cases.
Yep.
And that's when they check them, these lawyers get into the huge trouble. So I don't know where all this is going. I do know those optical sensors are really, really, really good. And if you have one referee reviewing it, you know, maybe you review one or two calls an entire match, and it goes quickly. And listen, there's human foibles in the play, right? You see great players who play not so well. You see good players kind of rise to the occasion. I mean, that's what really what should be focused on. You very rarely should be focused on the umpires or the refs.
All right, so I see you posted the name on there. Do you know how to pronounce that? I know the first part is Anastasia.
That's the part I was going to take.
Yeah. Pavla Chinnikova? It looks like that. But yeah. It sparked debate about the reliability of the technology of AI. I'm telling you this. When you see the actual video, you'll be like, how in the heck did AI get that wrong? Like, it's clearly out.
Without a doubt. But how does AI? Nobody knows. That's truly what's scary. Like, that's the Skynet dystopic end of the world thing that scares people, is the programmers of AI don't know why their programs will lie to humans, right? That it could be getting it wrong on purpose, literally, right? Because it's the whole concept of artificial intelligence is its intelligence, which by its nature is flawed.
And in that specific part, with them being at 4-4, it was advantage her. That being out, she wins that game.
And really? And she had nobody to kind
there's
of
no
appeal
recourse.
It to. There's no one to appeal it to.
I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, it's
that's not good. That's not good for the game. It's Wimbledon. I don't know how you feel about tennis, because I grew up loving watching tennis, right? John McEnroe, Bjorn Borg, Arthur Ashe.
Vitas Gerulaitis, right?
Yeah. Pete Sampras.
Pete Sampras, great player.
There's so many. Of all of the tournaments, I don't know how you rank them, but I look at Wimbledon as the Masters of all of them. Like, when you look at golf, it's like the Masters, then there's
100%.
The other. I look at Wimbledon as the big dog. Yeah, U.S. Open's not on the level. I mean, they're all majors, but that's the best of all of them is Wimbledon.
Listen, I go to the U.S. Open every year, and
I love the U.S. I've been.
Yeah, and the U.S. Open is one, in my opinion, the big three sporting events that I go to. This, you know, that I've gone to: Super Bowl, the Masters, and U.S. Open. I think Flushing Meadows is unique. I've never been to Wimbledon, right? You know, obviously, I've never even played on grass, and I played a lot of tennis. But it looks amazing. I know people have gone. It's a very, very tough ticket. It's not like the U.S. Open. The U.S. Open is very democratic. Anyone out there who thinks the U.S. Open is too expensive to go to, it's not.
Oh, no, you can scalp a ticket.
Yeah, for $75, $100, you can get into the grounds. You're not going to get third row seats at Ash, but you're going to get 10 to 12 hours of the best tennis you will ever see and one of the greatest day-long experiences in sports.
And you can see the up-and-comers on some of the smaller courts and all this.
It's a great experience. Both of us are, that's our advice. I do know people who've gone to Wimbledon and tried and think they can do the same thing. It's a really, really hard in. It's an expensive in, but I'd like to go. I think, you know, you could say the same thing about human error, though. I mean, when they're calling lines on a game basis, it's amazing how accurate they are, right? And if you don't have technology backing that up, I think you're making a mistake. I mean, and you know, those line calls should be easy, right? It's a yellow ball on a white line. You know, it shouldn't be that hard for the optics to figure out. I've worked in the optical sensor business. I've had clients, and you know, Sick Inc's a kind of a big local company. They work in the optical sensor business. It wouldn't surprise me if their sensors are in that. I mean, these sensors are so incredible. They can review thousands upon thousands a second of things like that, you know, with these huge assembly lines and everything going down. It shouldn't be that hard on this.
All right, Stephen Stilton from Coles and O'Connor joining us here in studio, as he likes to do. Another segment with him. And by the way, can I ask you a non-sports related question?
You can ask me any question you want.
We'll do that next year on The Lake Show. All right, I got all kinds of sports topics in the 8 o'clock hour, but I want to ask Stephen Stilton a non-sports question. Stephen Stilton, Coles and O'Connor.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Do you think that we will ever, in our lifetime, see the Epstein list?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, now, of course, there's no list, right? Like, yes, I think we're going to see more information with regard to, you know, who was on his island, right? We already have the plane manifest, which don't say anything because he did charitable work that was actually legitimate. So some people on his plane manifest.
There are people that have already said that they went to his island before.
Right.
They've already said that.
Right. So, he is a fascinating figure, right? And, you know, I was actually looking, I clicked on it, some clickbait before I came here, just wondering if this was going to come up, where they said they released a video of him in the, you know, in the minutes before he hung himself, right? Which, of course, would deflate the
allegedly big... There's like 10 hours of surveillance of him that was released. I haven't seen 10 hours. I haven't seen 10 minutes of it. So,
yeah, I mean, you know, that is a story that has not been told. The fact that, you know, no one's really been explained how this individual who started his career, never graduated from college, right, started his career as a private school teacher because he couldn't get a job in public school because you can't without a degree, essentially rose to have access to the funds that he was able to have access to. I mean,
well, it's because of the guy that, what's his name? I researched, I saw this. There was a guy that he latched on to that was extremely.
Was it the Victoria's Secret guy or the, he was in clothing.
No, this guy ended up writing a book and he spawned all these different, I can't remember the guy's name. I was literally looking at this weekend, specifically yesterday when all this news started coming out. And this guy actually has a connection to Bill Barr as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's
Congressman, Bill Barr,
Who was the Attorney General?
Oh, yeah, William Barr.
Yeah,
yes.
William Barr.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, you know, he's a fascinating guy, right? He, you know, had all this money, had all this power, was Ghislaine Maxwell, obviously, you know, her father died in these incredibly suspicious circumstances, drowned off his big yacht, right? Which, you know, had tons of people around him and yet somehow drowned off his boat. I mean, there's going to be conspiracy theories swirling around him for decades. I mean, more and more information is going to come out, right? I mean, particularly since, you know, here's the sad thing, is that most, you know, he was continued to be able to offend well after people knew what he was doing. So his worst conduct was 25, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the people who are going to be, you know, front, the powerful people on his list are elderly and dying as we speak. So, you know, I think in our lifetime for sure, you know, it's of course like anything, it's going to make the story much less interesting. It's much more fun to speculate as to who could be on that list and all the other things that he was involved in, right? Was he a Mossad agent? Is he still, you know, asserting influence following his death? A lot of those, you know, those are all pure speculation. I don't see a lot of truth in it.
This is not, I don't have the answer to this, and I'm not expecting you to either. But the woman that's locked up, Maxwell.
Yeah, Ghislaine Maxwell, yeah. Robert Maxwell's daughter.
Do you think that, I mean, if there's no client, like, is there any chance that she ends up getting out?
Yeah.
Does she get pardoned?
I don't know if she's going to, I don't know, I mean, would Trump pardon her? I mean, that's.
Oh, he's pardoned a lot of other people.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's a, you know. It's fascinating to me that she's still behind bars, right? This is a woman with, you know, with her own power base. Again, her father.
Is she wealthy? Is she independently
wealthy?
Oh, my
God. Robert Maxwell at the time was one of the wealthiest media owners in the world, right? An Australian kind of magnate, right? He was kind of the Robert Maxwell in many respects was the, like the Murdochs would look at Robert Maxwell and say, one day I get to be Robert Maxwell. Right. The Murdochs obviously went on to their own power. So, yeah, I mean, she's a hundred millionaire in her own right with a lot of international power. I mean, he used her for legitimacy. And his relationship with her was, you know, it turned him into this kind of marginal finance kind of figure into this, you know, frankly, you know, this kind of international kind of icon in a way. I mean, before, of course, some of the worst parts of his conduct came out. So, I mean, it's the fact that there haven't been miniseries upon miniseries out on them is amazing. It's almost too, you know, truth is such stranger than fiction. You could crack into any part of this story and tell a lot. But what do you think? Do you think we're going to find out who's on that list?
I think that in our lifetime we will.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of things that we will find out about this country when Donald Trump is no longer with us. I think that's a big part of this. And I think that there are people that are willing to protect the presidency right now that will not protect it in the same way once he's no longer with us. And I'm not wishing him to be dead or nothing like that. All I'm saying is that I think there are people that will just let it all hang out a little bit, years from now.
I actually couldn't disagree with you more.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. I think that, you know, you look at someone who came from the outside like a Barack Obama, right? Who didn't declassify the Kennedy tapes, right? I mean, say all you want about Trump, but Trump is a true disruptor, right? And he's also so erratic that he could wake up tomorrow and say, forget it. Fine. I might be on that list, but I want everyone else to be known.
You're not getting what I'm saying.
Oh,
I'm not talking about specifically native to our country. I'm talking about power players around the world. There's too many connections, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's, do we think that this stuff is, that all the stuff and why Putin's got control over him and all, that's never coming to light? Oh, of course it's coming to light.
Well, when it comes to Trump, right? Yeah,
yes.
His connections with Russia are right? Like, that's why he got so offended with the Steele dossier, because there's truth in there.
And why Kushner got all the money.
Yes,
going out. I mean,
yes.
I think that stuff is eventually going to come out.
Yes. Wow, this is an interesting. You know, we should have Jeff Hayden and do not hard politics, but just political conspiracy theories. Political conspiracy theories. How about that?
We'll do it with Jeff next. Appreciate it, my man.
Hey, always great to be here.
All right, that's Stephen Silton. Final hour of The Late Show coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.